This weekend's torrential rain destroyed so much of the grain crop in Australia's southeast that it could bring on a shortage of milling wheat. Growers in Victoria say the deluge could have been worse, but for southern New South Wales, it was devastating. And cherry growers across New South Wales and Victoria are mourning what was going to be a bumper Christmas harvest. Serena Locke has our report.
The Bureau gave plenty of warning of the torrential rain, but for southern New South Wales grain farmers like Murray Scholes, there was not enough hours in the day to harvest.
There was a lot of activity on Thursday night. I don't think many people got much sleep trying to get as much off as they could. But for most people, like, we've only got a bit over 10% of our wheat harvested. So, and just looking at it, there's some pretty bad sprouting damage in some varieties.
The Scholes farm at Culcairn got 80 millimetres over the weekend, and he says what looked like a bumper harvest of milling wheat has been downgraded to stock feed quality.
Probably one of the most disheartening weekends we've ever had, because it's been a case of the yields were averaging better than we expected. With the tough season we've had, with all the frosts and the dry spring and everything, it was really pleasing to see yields better than we expected, and the quality was exceptional. We were getting H2 and prime hard, which is not something that we normally do, and now those sort of qualities, it's a bit of an unknown, but I would expect that we're going to have a lot of feed and GP probably.
Across Victoria, the warning from the Bureau helped drive the harvest, and Andrew Wiedemann at Rapunyup in the Wimmera said a surprising amount of grain came off before the downpour.
We really did see a lot of grain harvested over a 4 or 5 day period there at the start of and the end of last week, with some significant tonnages coming off. In fact, I've been talking to a few growers in the more southern Mallee area over the last few days through the weekend, and they're almost finished through there, which is amazing how fast they've got it off. And they're exceeding 1,200 to 1,500 tonne a day coming off those paddocks. So it was incredible. I think that following the rain event now, I would be surprised if we would see a great deal of change given the cool weather that we'd had following that rain event. I mean, humidity is one of the big factors in terms of grain quality loss, regardless almost of how much rain falls. It can be quite significant if we get humid weather, because then we see staining and then we see sprouting potential in some of the cereal crops. And obviously, I think we'll probably see a little bit of grain weight loss, but overall, I think, as I said earlier, I think we really did get a get-out-of-jail card played to us at the weekend.
Cherry growers who were starting to harvest a record crop for Christmas were hit hardest in New South Wales. They face a nervous wait to see if half the crop will be split and rotten. But in Victoria, it was not as bad. Tony Rack, northwest of Wangaratta, is thankful of cool, dry winds reducing the rot on his stone fruit.
We have come out of it much, much better than I expected. I was looking at Armageddon earlier in the week, and it turned out to be a beneficial rain. When it stopped raining and the wind was there, I was very grateful.
Tony, was there any damage at all?
There is minor damage, but even that will be made up by not having to irrigate for the next week and the last couple of varieties benefiting from the rain. So it's only really the ripe fruit that gets spoiled, and anything that's not quite ripe, or sometimes even that goes. But this time there's no damage on the last two or three varieties, and a little bit of damage on the ones we're currently picking, but we're quite happy with the outcome.
In the far northwest of Victoria, Dorper sheep grazier Phil Larwood says half the annual rainfall fell on the weekend.
Really, we had no ground cover. We've been inundated with kangaroos. They'd eaten us out. We sold quite a few ewes to cut our stocking rate back, and the rain was just what we needed. But we'd had a germination. We'd had about 90 points about 3 weeks earlier, and so we had a germination, and this rain here is just the icing on the cake.
And so to southeast Victoria and Gippsland sheep and beef farmer Kevin Dean says the 60 millimetres is welcome.
It's freshened things up, improved the water supply. It'll just depend on the temperature, how hot it gets this week, and when we get a bit more backup rain.
That's Gippsland farmer Kevin Dean, ending that report from Serena Locke.